to the Bougie Black Brother Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for a wine review. And I know we haven't talked a lot about them, but since it's the season for refreshing white wines, I wanted to get into some Portugal wine. And a lot of times people think about something fresh and refreshing, cold Chardonnay, a crisp Pinot Grigio, maybe even a Sauvignon Blanc or two. But here's something I think most people don't know. What we have here is a Vin Verde. So it's spelled V-I-N-H-O. Vin Verde. So it's Portugal. But that is the region where it comes from. So, you know, if you think about a lot of wines and in Europe, they come from a region and it has certain grapes that it comes from. So the grape isn't Vin Verde. It's something totally different, and it's spelled V-I-N-H-A-O. So it's a different way of saying it's Vihal. I'll grab it and we can speak to it, but it's really kind of different. So I decided to have this, and what's different with this is the Vin Verde. This is a sea stone Vin Verde. Most Portugal wines has this spritzer to it. It has an effervescent view. If you look on it when it's fresh and you open it up, it has like a sparkling, but not quite sparkling, because it doesn't have that champagne, cava, prosecco, asti spumante type feel. This wine is more tropical and aromatic in that way. So you're getting different kinds of flavors and aromas from it, but it doesn't give you that sparkling. It gives a fizz. So it's different, because when you drink it, you're kind of like, whoa, wait a minute. I thought this was just a regular white wine, but when you pour it, you can see how it fizzes in that area. So this one, let's take a look at it closely. So if you see it, the bubbles has dissipated because it kind of sat there for a little bit, but the flavor is still there. So it's a good Portuguese wine. So let me give you a quick little history too. We went through port wine. And in the area of Porto, and it's in the Douro region. So this is where a lot of this is actually grown in. So when you get that in Portuguese, it's big time wine that they go through. You know, if you want to know a little more detail, go to my review on port wine, and it gives you a little more history. But let's check out the aroma on this. So, crisp, floral, more floral, not that grassy. It's more floral than anything. So really kind of tropical, kind of like melons. I get melons, you know, you always get that lemony type smell to it too, but gets a melon, more of a melon, aroma to it. Let's get a taste. So, very refreshing, very refreshing. You will get the flavors if you have it a little less than that chilled, like highly chilled, cold. You don't want it really cold if you want the flavors. But if you're sitting around and wanting something kind of refreshing, get it cold, but you're not going to get a lot of flavors. You get that fizz, because I got a slight bit of the fizz as well. It's not heavy as when you pop it out. And you don't want it to sit too long, because the fizz will go away, just like anything. You're drinking some soda, you're going to get the fizz that goes away too. But this one is really good. Now, here's the catch to this one. Well, most people know the previous grapes that I just mentioned. A lot of people don't know about this one. And this one is really pretty cool to have at a party with people who normally have like a really light beer or whatever. This goes very, very well. And here's another reason why it goes well. price point, less than $10. So I go to my Total Wines and I try to wait until they can get some things up on the front shelf. And I normally grab a Portuguese or a Rosé on the front shelf. And I had this one for $7.99, a regular retail $10.99. So I got it a little less, which was really good. So something different to your summer actually drinking palate, and to tell people, hey, sometimes you don't always have to drink your regular white wine. This is a really, really good wine to add to your summer refreshing white wines field. So hope you liked it. This is Michael, your bougie black brother, with Portugal white wine, Vinho Verde, Sea Stone from Portugal. Thank you, and get us on YouTube as well as all podcast download, bougieblackbrother.com or urbanwinelife.com. And that's where you'll get all the different types of wines being reviewed. But you can get it and see it on YouTube, because I like to kind of show you it. And if you're just wondering, hey, what's new for this week? This is one you'll get from that. So thank you very much, and we'll see you next Friday on Urban Wine Life. Later.